This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here is an official statement from the President of the United States issued on Monday. Quote, gas prices are the lowest in the U.S. in over 10 years, exclamation point. I would like to see them go even lower, end of quote. For the record, because facts matter, gas prices have been lower in the past decade than they are now, but they are low, and hoping they drop further seems like a perfectly reasonable, even patriotic sentiment, because who doesn't like cheap gas? Shocking no one, though, the full picture here is a little bit more complicated. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoff has it.
You don't need an econ textbook to understand why cheap gas is a good thing. It puts more money in your pocket. Then you spend or invest that money. And cheap gas helps businesses, too.
Oil is extremely important to the U.S. economic engine.
Ed Hurst teaches at the University of Houston. He says cheap oil lowers costs for companies from Coca-Cola to Amazon, and that also boosts the economy. But
it's a two-edged sword, of course.
Hurst says falling prices in the past few years cost the oil industry $200 billion in capital and 200,000 direct jobs. Now, according to the textbook, that's okay. Any hit the oil industry might take from low prices is balanced out by the gains everywhere else. But Hurst says this time's different.
The hit to GDP had greater impact on the U.S. economy than the lower gasoline prices.
The economy's changed in two big ways since the textbooks were written. First, we aren't spending the money we save on gasoline like we did before the recession. Second, the U.S. oil industry's gotten about twice as big in the past 10 years. Russell Gold is author of The Boom, How Fracking Ignited the American Energy Revolution.
10 years ago, we're importing 10 million barrels a day of oil. We've knocked that down to about 8 million barrels a day.
Gold says low prices were great when we were buying more of our oil from Saudi Arabia and Venezuela. Now that we're the ones producing it, that discount isn't really in our favor.
If you're the country that's producing the oil and you're not getting very much money for the oil, you're talking about layoffs. You're talking about less revenue for government.
With this new calculus, Gold says, lower gas prices might make consumers happy at the pump, but they're paying the price elsewhere. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailoff for Marketplace.